Hello and welcome. My name is Rei Yamazawa, and this is Normal, a podcast for normalizing kink. Throughout this season, we've heard from DOMs and submissives alike on a variety of topics: origin stories, what they find fulfilling, sharing funny stories, as well as vulnerability. And as I close out this season, I'd like to do so by exploring vanilla with a hint of cinnamon. For those of you who have been listening, who are curious about kink but not sure where or how to begin, we're about to hear some words of advice from both sides of the DS. Sub James joins us with some food for thought around what can be considered kink and insight into beginning one's exploration. Let's listen.
Episodes together, I just really love to hear the human stories.
Yes.
Behind the play. And it's not to say that the play is all superficial, but there's so much that goes on below the surface, behind the scenes of how we all get here and how we all engage in said play. Yeah. That I really like. And kind of on that note, any advice that you would give, probably, you know, it would have been best to your former early self, but in lieu of that, like any advice that you would give to people who want to begin exploring and playing?
That's a great question, because I feel like as far as mass media representations of BDSM,
don't get me started.
It's always wrong. Like, I'm sure there's exceptions, but generally speaking, it's always wrong. So people really don't have a good resource. So not that I can recall any good resources either right now, but do some reading on it first, of course. You know, don't just walk into the sex shop and say, give me one of everything and start poking and prodding. because there's certain activities that you might find really interesting, but they could take a lot of prep. You know, for example, anal play, right? That's not just, you know, hey, we started at one hole and we're going to end up here.
Oh, no, please don't do that. That'll be a bad time for everyone involved. Yes. And to your point, when something is a fantasy, and I see this a lot in the dungeon, when something is a fantasy, the very real aspects of it, like smells and sounds and things that are tangentially related that can come out of the body, that doesn't occur in your fantasy. And then you decide to try it and you're like, oh, wait, I neglected all of that.
You know, the funny thing about porn is that you can't smell it and they cut out the body fluids.
Yeah.
At least the ones they don't want to see, right?
Right. And so, I feel like that's excellent advice. You know, like, do research. I feel like people need to do a lot more self-education.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And like, you know, it doesn't always have to involve toys. It doesn't have to involve any toys, you know? I have a friend, who claims he's not kinky, right? He's like, I got nothing against it. It's just, you know, I find nothing in it. Except he has dozens of stories of having sex outside, right? In the woods, while camping in a tent, on a boat.
Oh my God. Okay.
Behind a shed.
You are throwing this friend under the bus. She's going to listen to this. She's going to be like, hey. Talking shit about me. I would venture to say, like, that is kinky because it's non-normative sex, right?
Oh, every time I've had sex, I had the blind closed, you know, like, I've never, like, dang.
You're not out there, like, maybe hoping in some way that, like, someone hears you, or just the idea, the kind of, like, not a threat, right? But that little bit of adrenaline that someone could walk by, like, that doesn't do it for you. You're not an exhibitionist.
Well, there's a tiny bit of that. You know, I'm absolutely an exhibitionist when it comes to terms of other voluntary parties.
Well, yeah, that's a consent is key.
Yeah.
It's foundational. But that's funny. That's funny that your friend is like, I'm not kinky, but I do all of these things that are definitely not, like, normal, quote unquote, normal sex.
Yeah. I've never had sex in a boat. So, yeah, and you know, it doesn't even have to involve toys, right? You know, I've had prior without getting too specific, I had a prior dynamic where one of her favorite things was to like lay down and instruct me very specifically on how to fuck her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like next level JOI, which for those of you who do not know is jerk off instructions. But that I would say is the evolution of the jerk off. It's like, here's how to please me. Step-by-step guide for dummies.
Say like FI or fuck instructions or
something like that.
Yeah, no, it was since we originally started as a DS kind of a dynamic, you know, it was very strict, you know, you don't finish before I do, you're gonna you're gonna keep going until the job's done, friend.
Female-led relationships, they're a beautiful thing.
Oh god, yeah, there was a couple moments where it got so deep, like I'm sitting there crying into her chest, not crying but tears in the eyes, and you know, she'd hug me and kiss me and then say, "You're not done," says.
You get your therapy and your emotional catharsis along with getting her off. I love it. So good. So good. So the advice would be, do your research, right? Do lots of research.
Yes.
Don't believe everything you see in porn.
Yes. Do lots of research. Porn is fake. Gosh, yeah, and buy as many toys as you want or not.
Or not, yeah. And this actually, the or not part, what I find with a lot of novice submissives who come to see me in the dungeon setting is that a lot of times they think it's all about the toys and the accoutrements and, you know, it's like the kinky play. And then they're hopefully oftentimes I would say pleasantly surprised. Usually the pleasantly surprised is like afterwards, they're just a little bit shocked of how psychological and how emotional and how spiritual it can be.
Oh yeah.
Which then, you know, harks back to your first point, which is do your research, because in these intense, really cathartic moments or moments that that touch upon trauma, if there is that, right, to help recontextualize it, you have to be aware of what you are going to put yourself through, your partner through, because there's some responsibility in that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The responsibility.
Both ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a piece of advice. Don't like permanently injure or kill your play partner, you know,
or kill them. Yeah. Please don't kill anyone.
Cause yeah,
there's not advised.
Yeah. There's plenty of activities that could end in, you know, injury or.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's, you know, worth doing your research, kind of plays into that risk-aware consenting kink, right?
Totally, totally.
Researching kink can, in and of itself, be a barrier for many people. What I frequently hear from novice submissives is that researching BDSM can feel overwhelming, and sometimes there are differing perspectives, conflicting advice, or just not enough detail given. And there's also often confusion depending on whether the writer is coming from a lifestyle or a professional perspective. So towards the end of this episode, I'll be sharing some resources that I've personally found helpful, as well as linking them on normal social media accounts. My next conversation is with Miss Geminex, a pro dom based in Arizona. In episode 2, she shared with us her entry into kink and what she finds fulfilling. I appreciated how much she cares about those who are newer to kink, and so let's listen to her thoughts around entering the space.
So where you are at now in your practice, what are you most interested in maybe further exploring, growing, deepening your level in that kink, or any new kinks that you like really want to try and play in?
New kink, something that I thought, I do not say never anymore or put myself and say anything definitively. And that's what kink and BDSM has really taught me. I used to be really squeamish around needles, but after going to Kinkfest and watching a lot of needle scenes, I'm like very interested now. So I kind of want to get into that. I am very grateful to my mentor who has taught me a lot about the psychological teachings behind an understanding of BDSM and kink and DS specifically. So at this point, I'm just wanting to play and broaden my impact play skills, technical skills, just, you know, have a great time while I'm doing it too.
Of course, if we're not having fun, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to anyone, Dom, sub, swish, somewhere in between, mm-hmm. Who's wanting to explore kink for the first time?
I say, I know a lot of people will say this, but honestly, check out your local community. But life has its pros and cons. We all know this who have had any type of presence on there. However, when I joined, I was really looking for events and places where I can meet other local kinksters. Mm. So I do feel like FetLife is a great resource for that. And I found out exactly how wide and big and expansive the kink community is in Phoenix, and how many kinksters there actually are here, which is great. Don't be afraid. I know there's bad apples in every community, but I have yet to come across any of them. Knock on wood. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just very lucky and fortunate, or they're just a little intimidated by me. I don't know.
You're like, either way, I haven't come up against them, so I'm doing fine. Love the energy. Mm-hmm. So you actually spoke about earlier, mm-hmm. kind of always being interested in kink. Mm-hmm. Did you start exploring it at any time, like before taking that year off?
I would go to, so every pride I would go to, I would always like venture into the little tent where it's 18 and plus, but just for my shyness and just the lack of self-confidence, I was too scared to jump in. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of got to the point where I needed to really push my comfort zone. And then I deep dived into that DomCon 2021 weekend. And then after that, I came back, joined local BDSM clubs, started attending local events, and just really putting myself out there and learning. I'm a workshop and class junkie. I feel like wanting to learn and know more is a great thing to have as you're entering the community. You'll never know everything. In this lifetime, I will never be able to explore everything that I want to know.
Yeah, I think that's just a great, you know, like, it is great applied to kink, but also just a general way to live your life, right? That beginner's mindset of always being hungry to learn more, always wanting to refine one's craft, I think is very important, no matter what we're talking about, for sure.
Exploring kink for the first time or making that transition from online spaces to in-person play can be incredibly daunting. There's no one right way for everyone. The prompts that I most often give to newcomers, which I would like you to consider, are: what are you hoping to get from in those experiences? Are you wanting a female-led or dominant-led relationship? Are you looking to have someone trusted and experienced guide you through exploring your submission? Or perhaps there's a specific kink or specific experience you are looking for, right? Certain kinks or psycho-spiritual kink, and that oftentimes requires a very skilled hand to facilitate. And clarifying those perceived needs and wants can be illuminating when it comes to navigating if you should find a local meetup, reach out to a pro dom, or create that kinky dating profile. The second consideration is, oftentimes fantasy is so different from reality. Reiterating that conversation with Sub James, there are aspects of the in-person play which can totally take that fantasy from kink that is super enjoyable to a limit. So have that ultimate bucket list of all the things that you want to try, but then temper that enthusiasm. Trust that your experienced partner or pro dom will give you exactly what you need and ease you in step by step. Also, BDSM can totally stay in the bedroom, meaning that it doesn't need to be this life-changing, spirit-shaking experience. But that being said, if some things do come up, I strongly encourage you not to push any of those feelings of discomfort, shame, or those next-day emotions aside. This is already quite a bit to consider, so I'll leave it here. I'll be sharing some resources on normal social media platforms, so do keep an eye out for those. Now lastly, thank you all so much for following, listening in, and engaging with me. This will be Normal's last episode for 2022, but I am so looking forward to sharing new conversations with you in the new year. And until we meet again, enjoy these winter months. This slower, quieter time of year is perfect for reflecting on our relationships, relationships with each other, with ourselves, our sexual self-concepts, our shadow selves, and our dominance and submission. My name is Rei Yamazawa, and this has been another wonderfully normal conversation.